My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
T-Law looking for plugs for this weekend before we get out of here. Are you okay with that, Wiggy?
Ty, my guy. So.
I know he's your guy, yeah. But I mean...
down like 4 flat tires.
Nobody works harder than this guy, no. Ty Law. Good morning, Ty.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing? What's going on, Coco?
Hi, Ty.
You know, I got to give you a special shout-out. I get a free meal on Coco. I work with Coco. I get a free meal out there.
Where did you get the free meal?
Applebee's.
Oh, you like Dan Campbell.
Hey, because guess what? You know why? Because I work with Coco. Oh. I'm sorry, Greg. They ain't working with Greg and Wiggy. I don't get a damn thing. I don't get no free meal. Working with Coco. No. Oh man, I get free meal.
I understand.
Wow. I do love Applebee's.
Ty, are you at the Kowloon today?
Oh no, I'm at the Kowloon tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow.
I'm in Nashua, New Hampshire today.
Okay, and you're going to be at the Goat, right?
No, I'm going to be at the New Hampshire Liquor and Wine Outlet today for a bottle signing. Okay. And Greg, I just got done drinking with Governor Chris. He came on the radio today with me.
Yeah.
You know, we had a damn good time. So Governor Chris, he's going to come down to Nashua today as well. So, hey, Nashua Liquor and Wine Outlet at 5:30 to 7:30, bottle signing. We already sold 500 tickets, y'all.
Wow. Ty, go to La Carreta for Mexican food. You will not be disappointed.
Oh, yeah? It's the real deal?
Yes.
And it'll probably be free.
Well, you got to come to Kowloon's. I'm inviting y'all on air again to come to Kowloon's to come hang out with me, man. That's tomorrow.
Courtney and Greg told me they're going to be there. So
just to be clear, because I'm just hearing this, you and Sununu together, after you were introduced on this radio program, went on another,
yes.
Went and whored yourself out to another radio program this morning?
Oh, no, we ain't whore ourselves out. We was drinking. We was drinking. Hey, you know how we get down, Wiggy. Everybody up in there feeling good right now. But you know what was crazy? It was happened to be another Greg. But I'm loyal to my Greg. I still got my Greg. But we're in New Hampshire, and we out here working today. So I'm going to be hitting all these spots. But I'm going to be back in New Hampshire at the GOAT. The GOAT is on Sunday. So I'll be back Sunday.
You know this. Alcohol is not an excuse when it comes to cheating.
Hey, but that don't mean you can't try to use it.
All right. Go hang out with Ty Law this weekend. Ty, we'll talk to you on Tuesday. All right?
All right, man. So I'll see you guys. I'll be in studio, man. I'll see you there.
I think all my parents are going to go by.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Ty Law, Hall of Famer.
Yep.
In studio with us on Tuesday morning. And Jones is here.
Don't you think every store, every restaurant should do what the Mexican restaurants do and just have complimentary chips and salsa at the table?
Well, they do. I think their go-to is the bread.
Yes.
No, I know, but I think chips and salsa elevates any pre-meal.
I agree.
Way better than bread.
No.
There's a cheese dip at La Carreta that is... There's a cheese dip at La Carreta that actually will make my mouth water.
Is it queso?
It's not really queso, though.
But it ain't free.
No, it's not
queso
free.
Fundido.
I'm just saying it's very good. It's not queso because don't you need meat in queso?
No,
just cheese.
And it's not free.
Buenos dias.
No, I know.
Has anybody ever tried sticking a pin up to your head and it pops? Good morning. Good morning, Jones.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
What's happening?
Oh, you know.
It just literally means cheese.
I know.
Remember, she didn't do well in Spanish.
Wait. I know.
Excuse me, server. Does the chili con carne have meat in it?
Do I have an order of
carne?
May I please have an arroz con pollo with rice and chicken?
Let me explain. At this restaurant, their queso has meat in it, so we always have to say we just want the cheese dip.
I know that
queso means cheese.
Yeah.
I understand how that came across.
Queso on the side.
Yeah, they might be the only place that actually puts meat in their queso. So,
Can I get an order of queso, hold the cheese?
I would try that, though. What kind of, they put beef in there? Or pork?
Hey, are you guys in on a staff survivor pool?
I heard this discussion earlier. We were planning on kind of hashing out like a show pick, but I think now if there's a survivor pool going on, we'll all make picks.
Yeah,
Keith. Billy, we're all going to make picks.
And then we'll come up with something that, you know, fantasy football style, sorry, Courtney, that the winner gets to make somebody else do or whatever.
Oh, like a punishment.
Whoever the survivor
is,
they can pick somebody else to do.
You got to order the queso, no meat.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
We'll figure something out.
All right.
Are you bullish on your New England Patriots this weekend?
No, I'm not. This weekend.
You're a very optimistic guy.
No, this weekend, I want the points. I want the Patriots and the points this weekend. But it's really more about the Bengals than it is about a belief in Jacoby Brissett or anything like that. I don't know that Burrow's fully healthy. I don't know that Chase is going to play a full amount of snaps. I don't think their defense is very good. So, like, the Bengals could win, but it may be a little uncomfortable for them. I want the Patriots and the points this week.
Okay. All right. What do you got?
That is not my survivor pick, by the way.
No. What are you doing on the show today?
Well, we'll have a lot of reaction to last night as it relates to the Patriots. We talked a lot about the Chiefs and three-peating and what that would mean for Patriots fans if they would do it. I agree with Wiggy. I think they can. I think they will three-peat this year. I think they looked very good last night. The Lamar Jackson stuff is interesting. Is that a quarterback you can win with? And on top of that, I like what I saw out of Xavier Worthy. Did the Patriots get the right rookie in the draft? They were in that territory. He looked great. They could have got him. They didn't. He looks like a star already. And so we'll discuss that as well.
All right. Awesome.
I buried the lead. We have Drew Bledsoe, 11:15.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to talk to him.
My guy, Drew.
Should have mentioned that. So we're going to get his thoughts on how the Patriots are handling the quarterback situation. Mm. I want his thoughts on Bill, too, in the media. Yeah. Drew doesn't typically hold back, so I want his thoughts on that. Yeah. We're also going to talk to Mike and Wenyu at some point today.
Arguably, I think I heard Rich say this yesterday on your show. I agree. Some of the better parts of Dynasty, Drew Bledsoe related Dynasty stuff.
For
like,
sure.
That was really good.
There were two good episodes. They were at the beginning with him, yes.
And he's really, it would be good to ask him because he was in a similar situation coming to a bad team as a rookie and playing, and how much playing right away helped him. I know we had Matt Ryan on, but it'd be interesting to hear what Drew had to say about playing as a rookie.
And Greg, you can maybe get some double back wine shipped in Nantucket. Boom, there's your wedding gift.
100%.
Nice.
Yes, absolutely.
He's got that good wine.
All right, we'll ask him about that.
So what time is Bledsoe?
Bledsoe's at 11:15.
11:15.
On Wenyu TBD.
Good get. Not Grady Sizemore, but good get.
You know, I like the mystery guest game, by the way. I was guessing A.J. Pierzynski until I found out he didn't play for the White Sox, and then I was out. Because I'll be honest, I did not know Grady Sizemore was their interim manager.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the G.O.D. You know, we were talking about the C.O.D.?
Uh-huh.
G.O.D., guest of the day. You know, it's like our card conversation that we had.
No, I heard that, too.
Yes. So, yeah.
That's a callback.
Yeah, I didn't really even think about that. All right, well, we're off to Nantucket.
Oh, have fun.
Someone has to do it.
Econo Lodge, where are you guys?
Nope. Cisco, we will see you at about, 4 o'clock, 4:30, Courtney, probably, by the time we get down there.
Enjoy it.
All right. Back Monday, Patriots Monday. We're at Gillette, and Jones and Keith next. Thank you for your patronage.
Daddy.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.